This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran says it has not yet made a decision about whether to extend an agreement with the UN atomic watchdog over access to surveillance footage at its nuclear sites. The remarks by the spokesman of the foreign ministry on Monday comes after a three-month deal between Tehran and international nuclear inspectors to preserve video data at the country's atomic installations expired last week. Following a one-month extension, Iran began limiting the access to inspectors from the UN atomic watchdog to its nuclear sites earlier in the year. It's part of a pressure campaign on the West over Iran's tattered 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The U.S. Defense Department says its military conducted airstrikes Sunday against what it says were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups near the border between Iraq and Syria. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. Kirby says the U.S. military, under the direction of U.S. President Joe Biden, targeted three operational and weapons storage facilities, two in Syria, one in Iraq. He is describing the airstrikes as defensive, saying that they were launched in response to an ongoing series of attacks by Iran-backed groups targeting U.S. interests in Iraq. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid met in Rome Sunday as their new governments looked to turn the page on former President Donald Trump and former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whose close alliance aggravated partisan divisions within both countries. Now, with Trump sidelined in Florida and Netanyahu leading the opposition, President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Naftali Bennett have focused on pragmatic